kids and our captain, Brent Gartland, and not like Tuesday. He's not going to be giving out to me somewhere.
You're giving out to me a minute ago, Jerry. I see a point there.
Well, look, congratulations. It's been an absolutely
superb win today. And the legend, the story just keeps going.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable few years. You know, I suppose when you do think about it, you get emotional at the end tonight. That game, you know, it was emotional at the end because it's phenomenal, and the support there behind us, you know, it was 2-1 against the Cork side.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so the traveling fans coming down, and people from all over the country. You was talking, someone from Australia was coming home, and people from America that decided to come to the game. They're over visiting family, and you know, even stuff like I was chatting to Tullamore football coach at the Special Olympics Awards the other night, and there's a couple of people that from Tullamore play with their senior team, and they come up to Oriel every weekend, you know. So from all the people in Dundalk, you know, it's a massive thanks for the support, and for people all over the country that come to support us. You know, they might not necessarily be from there. Someone else from Galway that comes back every weekend, or from Dundalk, come back every single weekend to support us. It's phenomenal, and it means so much to us, and it does drive us on today, because I didn't need to do a team talk in that huddle, because when that role went up for my support, I just said, that's it, you know.
Well, I've heard you doing team talks before, waiting for you to the dressing room. I wouldn't like to be in the dressing room. I went into the next door one time when you were having a few chats with some of the team. But anyway, the first goal, I was talking to Robbie Benson there, and I was saying, we were saying in the press, you know, it'd be great to see an early goal, because it would mean that either side would, you know, it would make a game of it, rather than it going to a scoreless draw or something.
Yeah, exactly. The last few finals haven't been great for watches, and you know, for the neutrals especially, and fans. But the early goal would change that, because they'd have to come out and play, and unfortunately that then changed straight away within a minute. Yeah, it was a great header, but that then changed straight away. So, but listen, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. But you were very close to getting a goal then, about 2 minutes after the penalty. It was a great header. It looked bent for the net, and it was it was a great clearance by them, in fairness.
Yeah, I think it was Griffin that cleared it off the line, and you know, just tried to find the corner or the top corner with it, and caught it well, and you know, still waiting for that goal for the last few months. So, well, listen, it wasn't to be, but it doesn't matter. And once we go on and win,
I was keeping an eye on you towards the end of the first half, and I just wanted to see what you were going to do at half time, and you ran to the dressing room. Why did you run to the dressing room?
I just thought after we scored, we conceded quickly, and we lost our heads a little bit, but you know, heads were down a tiny bit. So a few lads, I was up the pitch, and I could see a few lads ahead of me walking towards, and the heads were sort of down. So I started running in as I gone by them. I just said, listen, get your heads up and get in. And, you know, get in quickly, and there's nothing to have our heads down about. We were before half time, we were turning the screw on them and picked up a bit again. So, but listen, Gaffer came in and gave us a good talk and went back out, and nothing had changed. Our game plan was still there. So.
And then the second half, with 20 minutes to go, or 90 minutes, whatever it was, Robbie Bentz or young Jamie McGrath fed it to Sean Gannon, super cross, and Patrick McElhenney headers to the net. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, phenomenal cross, and it's great attitude and work rate by Fats or Patrick to get in the box, and he just had to guide that cross home. It was so good, and he did it perfectly, and you know, super goal to win it.
Gary Rogers took off a fantastic save near the end too. There was a shot looked down to the net, and somehow he took
a deflection, and his back pedaling towards the goal, and he just tips it over. It's great, but Gary's been great all year. This is his best season, I think, with us. He's got better every year.
You must be a very proud man tonight. You were the captain, and you lifted that trophy, and you've led the Dundalk team so well during the season, you know, and it really has been a fantastic, you know, your guidance and your example played a part and an inspiration in that.
Yeah, listen, everyone in that dressing room, you know, backroom staff, management, players, you know, players that haven't even been playing every week, but they keep themselves ready, and they train so professional that it keeps the standard of training and intensity up. So, you know, there's probably about 30 of us in there, and that's, you know, everyone's played their part, and we're delighted with it.
What's the plan tonight and tomorrow?
kind of enjoy a few beers I haven't had in a while, and you know, we're looking forward to this civic reception.
Yeah, tomorrow. it's good that you wouldn't have time to do it tonight, because the last time the double was done, the team didn't arrive back till 11 o'clock. They came down to the town centre, yes, which there was very few there, and I said it to Stephen Kenny on Tuesday, if you did win, not to come down. But I know it's pre-arranged.
The Slobin Council.
And they did, yeah.
It's great. It's got a good time tomorrow, so all the kids can get it. It's not too late. So,
listen, congratulations.
Thanks for being here, Jerry.
Well done. Appreciate it. Thank you.